Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a joyous day in Pittsburgh because it's a new week, a new opportunity for the Steelers to right the wrongs of last Sunday against the Chargers. You're still in first place. There's now word out of Baltimore that Lamar Jackson is hurt again. We'll see how badly. Not practicing today. And one guy who is practicing and is back on the 53-man roster, the possible future of the Steelers quarterback position. Will Howard. I don't know what his middle name is.
Why don't you make one up?
I didn't have it on the ready. Will Aloysius Howard.
Well, Pony, Will Howard back, Lamar Jackson out.
Everything's coming.
I thought Thanksgiving was on the 27th.
We're back.
Apparently it's on the 12th of November.
You can watch us on X. Donnie will pin our live video feed to the top of the page. YouTube as well, where people comment and say crazy things throughout the four-hour show. Obviously, regular radio works too. That's fine. And 93.7thefan.com. All right, Will Howard, you know I like him. Explain to people again why you feel like there's like a Lloyd Christmas chance at the end of Dumb and Dumber that he becomes the Steelers franchise quarterback. Why are you so down and why are you so pessimistic that the man that led Ohio State to a national championship and led college football in completion percentage, passing touchdowns, and yards has no shot at being the Steelers?
I didn't say no shot, but you said Dumb and Dumber, like, you know, what, one in a million, I think that is. So
you're saying there's a chance.
I actually appreciate that you utilized one of your favorite rhetorical strategies there, which is to list all of his accomplishments as you're teeing me up to say why this person who has done all these impressive things is not actually very likely
but
at all.
But that's how you feel. I mean, I'm not misrepresenting you. You think Will Howard...
Yes, I'm telling you, I like that you did that this time. It's a very good rhetorical strategy that you typically use in an argument, but it's going to backfire on you here.
Because you think he's like a bigger version of Duck Hodges?
It plays directly into why I think he has a minimal chance to be the Steelers quarterback of the future. He did do all those things. Mm-hmm. He transferred into Ohio State. He led them to a national championship.
Yep.
He played his best football down the stretch to the point where I suspect he won over a skeptic in Mike Tomlin.
That's
how
what
he
said
played.
In the clip we just played.
Tomlin said that, but I think it's like to a very strong degree. I think that clip almost undersells it, I guess. And the reason that I have very little faith that I'm pessimistic about this is that Will Howard, in addition to checking those very tangible boxes, i.e., did you play a lot of college football? Yes. Did you perform at a high level when you were in college football? Yes. Did you do it against some of the best teams in college football? Yes. He threw 35 touchdowns as always the marked man last year. All that's true. He is also roughly as big height and weight wise as Josh Allen. He is not immobile. He is not a statue. He is a big, semi-mobile guy. He's not Josh Allen, but he can move around and make plays with his legs. He doesn't have a terrible arm. He has a solid to above average NFL arm as well, maybe even a good arm.
Okay, so why are you so down on him then? I'm waiting
if
for you to say the
negative.
He has
all of those things, and we all, broadly speaking, agree that all of the things that are said about him so far in the show are true.
Yep.
Then why on earth were 184 players picked before him in the NFL draft, including Shedeur Sanders, who I don't think will see the field for the Browns before the heat death of the universe occurs? Usually the NFL is desperate for quarterback play.
Yeah.
That is why a player like Kenny Pickett, not picking on him, just using him as an example,
yep,
went in the first round when he probably was a second or third round pick at best.
Late bloomer is why he was.
Kenny?
No.
Or Will Howard?
No, Will Howard. I mean, Kenny was a late bloomer too, but
if Will
Howard didn't
Will
bloom
Howard's
until Christmas time of last
Will
year.
Will Howard is a late bloomer who has better NFL size, athletic ability, and probably arm talent than Kenny.
And had a better college career.
For the biggest program in the sport.
I know, but he was only there for 1 year.
He went, who cares? He went
well, I do think it matters.
With pick 185.
I do think it matters. If he did that at Ohio State for 2 or 3 years, I think he would have been a day one or day two pick. I mean, the fact that it was only 1 year, and it was really only 1 month, that's why he went so late.
I mean, Josh Allen went number 8 overall, and he went to Wyoming.
Yeah, but Josh Allen was on NFL teams looked at Josh Allen as an NFL quarterback for years at Wyoming. Will Howard was out of sight, out of mind, was just a guy, probably was an undrafted player until he went off in the college football playoff. Nobody was thinking Will Howard was going to get drafted when they lost to Michigan 13-10 as like a 4-touchdown favorite.
Here's
Nobody.
Here's another
then he
example
went out and
of
he played
a 1 year
great in the playoffs.
Here's another 1 year wonder. Think about this. Explain to me how Will Howard goes pick 184,
yeah,
and he was a very good player. And yet Kyler Murray had really 1 year at Oklahoma after transferring over from A&M.
Right.
He won the Heisman. I know his numbers are great. They're
yes,
even better than Howard's, but
yes,
not better by like some sickening amount.
Yes.
And he went 1-1 as a guy who has zero
yeah,
of the typical traits you would look for in
well,
a college quarterback going to the pros.
I know you're not going to want to hear this, but I do think it's true. I think there's a little bit of an Ohio State bias against quarterbacks. And the bias against the quarterbacks there is, or has been for a while, and I know Stroud was, you know, the exception to this rule, the prevailing thought has mostly been these guys are manifestations of the players around them. And the thing about that narrative is it's usually right. I mean, very few of their quarterbacks have gone on to have good NFL careers.
Which is an argument that can fairly be used against Will Howard, potentially, if he doesn't ever become anything, that he was a product of Jeremiah Smith.
Fair enough.
Carnell Tate. Who
right,
else? Like a very good defense that lost a bunch of players, a very good offense, a line that didn't
I mean, look
gel
at the running
late
backs. They had Judkins and they
Henderson.
Had Henderson, yeah.
They had
Ibuka. Did you mention Ibuka
thank
yet?
Thank you. Ibuka, who is considered on last year's team, was considered what, maybe the third best
wide receiver?
He was their
second best receiver when
yes,
healthy.
Second best when healthy, but clearly number two. My point is, it's a desperate league when it comes to quarterback play. He checked virtually every box physically and performance-wise for the biggest program in the college ranks.
I know,
ranks,
but Chris.
And 184 times a team had a chance to call his name and they
I know,
didn't.
But it seems like your entire argument is based on where he got drafted.
How many quarterbacks have been great as sixth-round picks? Tom Brady is the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah.
Matt Hasselbeck, I think, was a sixth-round
pick.
Mark
Rippon won a okay, Super Bowl as a sixth-round pick.
Different era, but I still will concede
was
the point.
Round six?
He was, yeah.
He wasn't great, but he had
a decent career.
Yeah.
Guys, you're going to maybe name 4 or 5 more players that are recognizable to the average football fan, even the avid fan, okay? But that is going to prove my point,
Chris,
that it is exceedingly rare to find a franchise quarterback that late
I
in the
understand
draft.
That, but if before the draft you just looked at Will Howard, you would say, hey, maybe this guy's got a shot. You're not saying he's going to be great or anything, but you're not out on him because you're looking at all the things I am. Hey, this guy's got great measurables. He moves well. He was productive in the biggest games. Maybe this guy's got a shot. And then he fell to the sixth round, and you're like flushing all of those things down the toilet just because of what the NFL as an industry told you about this guy. Like, that's your, that seems to be the entirety of your argument.
The NFL, in fact, gets it wrong, but the NFL also gets it right with a lot of guys.
I know, but in fact, like, even leading into saying, I don't believe in this guy, and I think he'll never be the Steelers quarterback, you were pointing out things that he did well.
Like, I'm using them against him, though, because if you do enough of those things well like he did, and you have the body type that isn't going to scare off teams because you're too small, really it's just too small, he's not, he's prototype size. It leads me to believe that there was enough there on tape that teams didn't like that they decided he wasn't worth picking at any point. Like, once you get to the fifth round, if you think you might have a steal on your hands, like, hey, there's a quarterback that's wildly undervalued here.
Uh-huh.
Like, didn't Joe Milton go in the fifth round or something?
Milton went in the sixth round, too.
Okay. Howitzer arm can throw the ball legitimately.
Yeah,
probably
can't throw it to anybody accurately.
Pony, my point is Joe Milton went around roughly around the same time in a draft that Will Howard did. And I don't think anybody who watched either guy in college would argue that Will Howard was the much more successful, polished player. Like, his, all of the things he did well work against him when you consider where he got drafted. Also, here's the other big reason why I don't trust or don't have faith in Will Howard.
Well, I know what it's going to be, but let me just hear Donnie on this first. Do you agree with Chris so far on this? That Howard has virtually no chance of being a good NFL quarterback.
Just know, Donnie, that I'm setting you guys up. I've clotheslined you now, and I'm setting up for my finishing move, but I want to hear what you say.
He might agree with you.
Pony knows what the finisher is already.
I mean, I've come around a little bit to give him a chance because I was more thinking ahead of, well, he wouldn't really get that opportunity because they're going to absolutely draft somebody, but that was before the season. Now we're at the point where so many of the proclaimed first-round college quarterbacks have either fizzled out completely, have fallen off the board, will likely go back to school to where that looks more like a Slim Pickens-type scenario, and I'd probably rather them just draft a wide receiver in the first round than anything, if you ask me right now, to where I'd give the guy a shot.
Chris, I know what you're going to say next, and I'm going to let you say
it.
But let me just first...
I think we both know.
Let me just first say this.
Oh, that makes me feel like I'm not making fun novel arguments here.
What gives you the sense of confidence that, say, Ty Simpson at Alabama has a better chance of being a good NFL starting quarterback than Will Howard?
I mean, I don't think that there is like a huge sense of confidence. I wouldn't be over the moon if they drafted Ty
Simpson.
And he's
projected to be a top five pick.
No, I know.
And this guy went pick 185.
I mean, from what I can tell,
it feels like
the
they got a bargain when you look at the quarterbacks, to Donnie's point, that are being touted right now.
I follow some of the same people you do who break down college quarterbacks, and I've watched recently Ty Simpson breakdowns where they're like, yeah, there's a couple of bad habits there, but there's some stuff you can't teach that's surprising that he's this good at it without having played a ton.
Yep.
I don't remember watching Will Howard.
Well, did you watch the Gruden breakdown? Gruden raved about this guy.
If a guy has a pulse and plays quarterback, Gruden will find something nice to say about him.
Not necessarily. I don't know about that.
Did Gruden ever bring Pickett in, or was he still like exiled?
Oh, that's a good question. I think he did act.
Didn't he rave about him?
He did. No, he liked Nate Peterman.
Oh, that's even one again. Thank you for making my argument. This Nate Peterman.
He's growing on me, man.
Yes.
Yeah, he did say that. All right, we don't bat 1,000 with these guys, Chris. Okay. I think John Gruden knows more about quarterbacks than you or me. Mm. All right?
Or do you want me to say the last part here?
Hold on, Donnie's got something.
Well, I was going to just bring up, too, just when it comes to the draft and, like, why did so many teams pass? And I know there were a couple of mid-round quarterbacks this past year, but there is, like, a growing move in the draft where a quarterback either gets selected very high, like first round.
Or very late.
Or there is a big gap in between because teams feel as if, hey, you know.
You either like them enough to have the fifth-year option come into play potentially if you need it to, or you don't bother with that.
As the draft moves on, teams are thinking, well, you know, they're not going to really go after a QB at this point. They're going to fill out other positions to where then some of these guys slide all the way to day three. Like, I think the 24 draft where it was, what was it, six guys?
Six guys, I think, in the first round, and then there wasn't another one picked.
The next quarterback didn't go until your boy Spencer Rattler in the fifth round.
Yep.
All right,
make the point here. That's an obvious one.
The biggest reason why I don't have faith in him becoming the next Steelers franchise quarterback is that he's going to be coached by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go.
And their coaching staff, I mean.
There you go.
If
But that's not so like...
Well, if the idea is, though, that he's got all these measurable traits, hold on.
Right.
and there's clay there to mold.
Yeah.
I trust it, but there's enough work that has to be done that he did slip to the sixth round of them. Yeah. I trust them less than I think every other franchise, with maybe one or two exceptions, to develop a guy like that.
Yeah, but that to me is a separate. It's obviously part of this conversation, but it's a separate argument that I think is hard to even debate. Do you trust the Steeler to develop a quarterback?
But if the answer to the original question is, or the original question very specifically is, do you have some faith in him being the next Steelers franchise quarterback? That is a tangible reason, even though we all kind of agree on it, to say, no, I don't, because it's the Steelers.
Yes, but I do think, based on what the college quarterbacks look like this year and where they drafted him last year, it feels to me like they have a diamond in the rough. It does. And it's obviously up to them to do something about it. And you're right. I don't really trust them to do right by.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's time for the fan versus the fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And it's time to play the fan versus the fans for your chance to call in and win a trivia, to win a $25 gift card to Rival Fox Chapel Waterworks in Colliertown Square. We'll be at the Rival in Collier next week for a live trivia game that we're looking forward to. Also tweeted out 20 minutes ago, I mentioned John Gruden. John Gruden will be on the Fan Morning Show tomorrow with Crowley, Bostic, Doran, and Harry Callis. Does Harry Callis know who John Gruden is?
There's no way. Not only does he not know who he is, I don't, even if he's like aware that he's connected to football, if you said what team did he coach all the way to a Super Bowl appearance, I would say the chances he gets that right are under 5%.
Also throw in that the team he played and beat traded him.
Gruden, I believe that's the tree-like character in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's famous for his catchphrase, "I am Gruden."
Do you think he would know which horror movie character he's referenced to?
No. No way.
No, that's next level.
I believe that's Mr. Voorhees.
I wish we had Callis in here for Fan versus the Fans.
Do you know how many times in a row he'd get picked? Do you think I have a complex about getting picked for impossible trivia?
I forgot to tell you guys.
Yeah?
I went, Callis and I, along with Bechtold and Jack Hillgrove, we went to speak to that class at Waynesburg last
Thursday.
Yeah,
and I said, was there going to be a wiseacres who stood up and asked him about not knowing anything?
And there was an older gentleman in the crowd who was like he's been a Waynesburg guy for years. And I was told by our department chair, he wanted to come to this just to see you guys. Like, he loves the Fan. He listens all the time.
Yep.
Raises his hand at the end. And he brings it up to Harry Callis. Yeah, I heard those guys. They wanted somebody to pose this question to you today, Harry. How did you get hired for not knowing anything about sports?
And?
Got a great pop. He didn't make Harry answer it, though.
Oh, that's almost worse than making him answer. Just, no, I don't even need to know. I just wanted to get that on the record.
All right. Let's get to the phone lines. Here is Sean in Greensburg. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. You probably wouldn't know who the head coach of Pitt is, but that's beside the point. I have a question for – let's go with Donnie since he answered the phone.
Okay.
Donnie, what – in the last 10 years in a national championship game, what quarterback passed for the most yards and is tied for total touchdowns?
Say that again.
So not like multiple games. This is only one game.
No, this is just a single. This is a single game, Pony. Most passing yards, and he's also tied for the most touchdown passes in a national championship game.
Okay, so the question really could be boiled down to which quarterback has the most passing yards in a national championship game in the last 10 years.
I think
correct.
You think that's fair, Malzi? It's a toughie.
I think it's probably a fair question. The name that I keep coming back to. The name I keep coming back to, I don't even think was a national title game, though. That's the problem.
Donnie, if you're good with it.
Give it a shot, Don.
I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson.
Nope. It was Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones, 464 and 5. And Joe Burrow, who I thought. You guys were going to Donnie was going to answer Joe Burrow. He had 463 and 5.
Was Mac Jones' running back in that game, Sean?
Ugh.
Thank you. I think you know who it is. It's Najee.
Man, that wasn't much of a game. Just a casual 28-point second quarter for Bama.
What did Watson have in that shootout with Alabama? That's kind of the game that popped into my head.
He had around low 400s, if memory serves.
I don't have yards off the top of my
head. I got the game logs up here, Pony. It's all good. I got them. The Alabama game, he had 420 and 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, he was very good. Fields is the game I always think of where he almost beat Georgia, and he had that crazy, crazy game, but it was in the semifinal. Because that was where Fields like convinced a lot of people he was going to have a really good NFL career.
He outplayed Trevor Lawrence.
Was it the year before that he went off?
Well, how about Cardale Jones?
Yeah, you guys just referenced two different games because I was going to bring up that Clemson one.
Justin Fields against Clemson in that semi.
Like six
385
touchdowns.
And 6 touchdowns, and he managed to throw a pick in there too. God, what a game.
Will Howard, a very efficient 17-21, 81% passer against Notre Dame.
Oh, he's practically the Phil Sims in that game. Phil Sims against the Broncos.
All right, Sean, we'll get you those.
Good question.
We'll get that gift card. Thank you.
I think that's those are like solid. That's just
I like that one.
That's a nice meat and potatoes sports question, which is what this should be. You got people saying Cassius Clay retired undefeated under that name. All right, thanks.
Here is our the president of the Lunatic Fringe fan club and a man who's very active on our YouTube page, Johnny the Barber, back with us. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Johnny the Barber. I am not a cardboard cutout. I'm here live. I am just here to tell you, Chris, you are totally wrong. I'm disappointed in you, man. I'm willing to say your parents might be disappointed in you today. This is This is terrible.
What are your credentials?
My mom's a graduate of the real Ohio University in Athens. She's not disappointed in me.
How many of your sports predictions have even come true?
All of them except last week, and that's just because the Steelers' offense didn't show up. I mean, I've been 100. BFF's been 100 on fire, man. We predicted Kenny Pickett before he was even drafted. Remember Tiny Hands?
Would you say that BFF has tremendous information when it comes to professional football?
All right, what did you guys think of Broderick Jones?
Over 10,000 barbers given information, brother. It can't be wrong.
What did you think of Broderick Jones?
Oh, I thought Broderick Jones, and we thought Broderick Jones would be and is a flop.
What did you think of Joey Porter Jr.?
You should have got JS at Joey Porter Jr. Flop.
Chris, can you validate this?
You should have got JSN. Should have got JSN instead of Broderick Jones.
I'm not really beating the charges here on the should have gotten JSN instead of Broderick Jones at the moment. Joey Porter Jr.
And did he say this about Porter Jr.? Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
OHIO. Did he say that about Porter?
He was not sold on Joey Jr. at all by any stretch. I can't really argue the Broderick Jones point. I do think my argument against Will Howard. And seems like an unbelievably nice, polished guy and kid.
Very polished.
More polished than Heinschel, though. I think Heinschel
close.
Might have him beat. Seemingly easy guy to root for because he seems like just a nice guy who handles the media very well, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Will
he have a better NFL career than Drew Aller?
That is a good question. I don't have high hopes for Aller.
Okay, so yes.
Barely, because I think Aller's like
barely?
Gone from... I think Aller's gone from first-round pick to, like, possible UDFA at this point.
Can he go back and play another year?
I think he can. I think he can.
But he's got to transfer.
Yeah, he'd have to transfer, but I thought he could do that. Like, just as a total graduate transfer situation.
Jason's
if I were him, I
fan.
Would.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to answer the question, but the guy already got it. So I just wanted to say I love listening to these guys. I think you've got a great show.
Appreciate it, Jason. You're the man. Come out and see us next
week at Rival.
I like
somebody hanging on the line just to tell us he's a fan of the show.
Let's see if Jeff wants to do the same. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, of course I love the show, guys.
Thanks.
I got a trivia question for you. This was told to me many years ago, and it's a little quirky, but if you'll follow me. So,
oh, boy.
What are the 2 days every calendar year that none of the four major sports leagues, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, what are the two calendar days every year that none of those four leagues
have the Wednesday after the All-Star game in baseball.
And the day after Christmas?
No, definitely not.
No?
I think there's sports on the 26th.
Well, I think they're bowl games.
No, I think for sure it's the Wednesday after the All-Star game is one I'm very confident in.
Yeah.
And less confident now.
You don't like
my
guess.
Mosey, I'll interrupt you because you sniffed it out. It was always told to me that it's the day before and the day after MLB All-Star game was kind of the trivia question, if you will.
Right, because the day – thanks, Jeff.
26 can be an NFL Sunday in random years,
right, and then
depending
the day,
on what it is.
And then the day before the All-Star game is just the home run derby or whatever. Yeah, you're right.
Which doesn't count. All right, half credit for Mulsey.
But we already gave away the gift card, so sorry.
Barber football focus, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Getting me up here.
7, time to make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. It's time for our weekly chat with our Penguins Stanley Cup champ and Penguins analyst, Tyler Kennedy. Penguins off all week because they traveled to Sweden. They're getting ready to play the Stockholm series Friday afternoon and then Sunday morning. Early Sunday morning, 9 a.m., against the Nashville Predators, one of the biggest underachievers in hockey for the last couple of years. And the Penguins, right now, one of the biggest overachievers, even though they're coming off two one-goal losses in the shootout to New Jersey. They can't win a shootout to save their lives. They don't get any stops from their goalies in shootouts.
Well, they also don't have the greatest... He's long since finished up playing, and TK knows who this is. They don't have the greatest shootout artist in the history of the sport. Mr. Shootout himself, Erik Christensen.
I knew you were going to say that.
TK, you know what's what.
Oh, he was great.
Erik Christensen was unstoppable in the shootout.
He was tremendous at it. He really was.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that had the best hands I've ever seen, right? He was a pretty...
Better hands than Sid?
For stick handling, yes.
Wow. Holy. And that is that
That's
like the
insanity.
Main...
insanity.
There's a difference between like just stick handling and like making plays and being a hockey player.
So is that the difference between like being just very straight line fast and being fast on a football field, like in the game kind of thing you're saying?
That's like being good at the Columbine and then in a game you're like, where is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it now. I get it.
But his hands were unbelievable. Even, you know, I looked into him a little bit of why his hands were so good. His dad actually is a hockey skill development guy that runs purely just a stick handling and shooting program business back where they're from. And that's where he got all of his hands, all of his stick handling from. Again, he was one of the guys that he was so good because he had so many different approaches, so many different tactics, right? Where the goalie was standing, where if he was back, he would shoot. He had a lot of different tactics that he can shoot anywhere and have any move depending on where the goalie was in the net.
Tyler, have the Penguins made a believer out of you yet, or is it still too early in the season?
They made me a believer. I think the last two games has kind of been frustrating because those are the points you kind of need to really push them over the brink and like, no, it's more of like not if they're going to make the playoffs. Where are they going to be situated in playoffs? But I'm a believer. I love the way the team got good chemistry. They're getting scoring from many different people. I think the scoring has been the biggest surprise. I think the defense have played well. I think a guy we've all been pretty hard on is having a really good year with Carlson. I think the power play has been good,
Let me jump in on Carlson for a second because he's going back to Sweden. He's obviously all excited about it. He came out and basically ripped Mike Sullivan, okay? Now, here's my take on that as a fan. Erik Karlsson hasn't won jack squat in his career. Mike Sullivan's a two-time Stanley Cup champ. I get it. It got stale here. But something doesn't sit right with me with a guy that's basically been a loser his entire life rips a Stanley Cup winning coach. What's your thought on that?
Well, I don't think anyone should rip anyone. You know, there must have been definitely some animosity between each other. But I don't think Carlson has a right to rip Mike Sullivan. Just like Mike Sullivan shouldn't say anything about Erik Karlsson's play or whatever. You know, I think there's got to be a mutual respect there. And when you think of coaches, right, I think the best coaches in the world win more than one Stanley Cup, but it's not back-to-back, right? Like, there's so many coaches that win back-to-back. I think you have to win in different years besides back-to-back because...
What a take.
Usually people would go the complete opposite, I think, TK.
They'd say the hardest thing to do is to win back-to-back.
Yeah, because the season's so long and you don't get any rest.
Well, what do you think wins, coaching or players?
Generally players.
I think generally players. I think in hockey, systems players can be so dominant, like the neutral zone trapping stuff the Devils did, that you can win without maybe the best players.
Yeah, but I think for the most part, players. Yeah, players, I think that's pretty
when's the last
evident
time they've won, though, right? That doesn't work anymore. You know, I think players has so much to do. That's why I think when a guy wins and he comes back with pretty close, when he has that core base, that core group of players, then he adds those extra fill-ins, that's more the GM than the coach. Right, and then you come back, you win again. It's like if Florida, or say if a Tampa Bay comes back and wins the Stanley Cup, that means John Cooper is a legit good coach, which he is, right? But that's where I'm kind of going with this. I always say it's more about the players than the coaches that win Stanley Cups.
I'm still hung up on Pony calling Karlsson a career loser when he dragged the Senators to within a game of the Cup Finals against a way more talented team, and then was in the Conference Finals again 2 years later with a different team.
Yeah, okay, great.
Loser is like you never made the playoffs.
Born loser is like the guy's making 10.5, and he is like he's making $10.5 million a year. He was one of the best.
Okay, but do you look at him as a winning hockey player? Let's be honest with each other here.
Pony, he almost beat a Penguins team that went back-to-back. He pushed them to the brink, basically, by himself.
I think he's a stat monger. I don't think he's a winning player.
I think the Karlsson right now is not the same Karlsson that at the beginning of his career. And I think, obviously, as you get older, injuries, you slow down. I think he's a winner, but there has to be a certain coach that can resonate with him to make him play a certain way. Yeah,
By the numbers, he's a better defenseman than Letang all time, and I just don't agree with that. I'd rather have Letang 9 out of 10 times, my opinion.
But again, is it the team or is it...
If you could put him with a stay-at-home left-handed shot defenseman as his defense mate, if you could put him with Brooks Orpik and Brooks Orpik's prime, I think you'd have a very good pairing there.
So you guys, both think Karlsson's better than Letang all time?
I do. I think he's an outrageous, like in his prime, I think there were very few more like dangerous guys in the entire league.
Yeah, dangerous for both teams. Dangerous for
No, in his prime, in his prime when he would get the puck moving up ice, not even on a power play.
Hale Gill, I mean, he could do that too.
I'm sorry.
More physical player too.
I think that it's also would lose his mind half the time. And we would often get on his case for that. I know Letang's won 3 cups, but like Karlsson was the defenseman version of like Ovechkin for being terrifying with the puck on his stick in his prime.
I think this is my take. Offensively, 100%, I think Karlsson is more offensively talented like Chris Letang. But if I'm picking a team to win and I'm picking my guy, I'm picking Chris Letang all day long.
That's my take.
Because he's got more tools to bring to a team than Erik Karlsson. Again, Erik Karlsson, he can do something. The way he crosses over that blue line, there might be a handful of guys in the league that can do that. The way he drags a puck from the wall to the middle with those, he's almost faster than a forward backwards. That is unbelievable.
He's also going to have stretches where he's your worst defenseman in his own zone.
True. Very true. But now we go to Chris Letang. The one thing, Chris Letang, like you said, is a winner. And I know if there's a 50-50 puck there and the game's on the line, Chris Letang will eat it with his face. And he will block anything. He'll do whatever it takes to win. And that's just ingrained in him from his younger days to being on the championship teams. And it just grows with you. That's the difference. And again, it could be a different outlook. If Chris Letang started in Ottawa and Karlsson started here, it might be different, but I really do truly believe like Chris Letang is a dog and he'll do anything to win.
There you go. Tyler Kennedy. Check him out tomorrow on Pomp and Joe for a full hour from 10 to 11. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.